So, we are dealing with a millennia-long problem, and in terms of how to go about reclaiming language after literally thousands of years of having it be chipped away at, is a good question, and I've got some ideas on that. You're nodding your head.
Oh, I just want to say that it's very hard. You can chip away at the human spirit, right? But we're here. We are, we are alive, and so I think that that's in our corner. That's in our favor, despite all of this energy that has been used to keep us down. I think at the end of the day, we can't let that we have to stay focused on what it is that we want, and understand that we have the creative element on our side, that is very infectious, very we want to connect to one another. We want to help each other. We were talking last week about mutual aid and just coming together and helping each other. It's something that I believe is in our, just by nature, that is who we are. We are social creatures. So I look forward to creating, as you're talking about, coming together, creating new language that is earth-based, that speaks to what it is that we want. So I don't see it as a I don't get I stay very optimistic when we're talking about something like language. You had some thoughts?
Well, yeah, as you were saying about how even though power chips away at it systematically for millennia, yet, as you said, we're still living things. We're still alive, which means it's something they have to continually, and they try to obviously increase the pressure each generation, simply because we figure things out. And we increase the pressure on them. So, yeah, we are slowly, this is why I believe we are so, not just because of the consumption of the planet, but because thought wants to develop itself. So, little by little, we are figuring this out. We are growing up as a species. And that is, as you said, incredibly encouraging. And because we can, we cannot just begin speaking ourselves in concrete terms and modeling this for each other, but now into this world, when we start modeling this for each other and speaking in concrete terms, that's shared globally. So we are catching up to power, and we are getting it that we have to start not just on an individual or community level, figure out the cons and expose them, but expose them to each other globally and move ahead globally.